Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
As we talk about that dynamic relationship between business events and the local economy in South Africa, from conferences and exhibitions to trade shows and corporate gatherings, these events significantly contribute to the country's economic landscape. We're joined now by Thandiwe Matibela, Global Manager for Tourism SA, who will help us explore how these gatherings stimulate economic growth, create job opportunities, and, of course, attract international investment. A very good evening to you, Ms. Matibela, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Tepiso, and hello to all the listeners. And I must say, your favorite Quincy Jones song is my favorite, too.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure there are many favorites that we can share. Such an amazing artist whose influence across so many artists will definitely be sorely missed. Do you think you're playing some of that music at any recent event upcoming event that's you're looking at hosting?
As you know, we are proudly South African. So first and foremost, we'll probably lead with the South African music, arts and culture. And that is exactly what we try to infuse in all our meetings, our incentive trips, our conferences and exhibitions, because that is part of the broader total offering of South Africa that perhaps many people don't talk about. We usually and very easily talk about the leisure travel sector, but we also have got the sector that is the business events industry, which is actually the one that brings large numbers of people at a go. And that is what we're talking about today.
And do you know why I asked that, Ms. Matibela? Is that sometimes people often see it as talking shop, that people gather speeches, panel discussions, then there's dinner, nice music, wine, and there are no real deals that are cut. Or those that are often so far in the midterm to long-term future that there is no real return on investment. So how do you go from a promotion of these events, you know, to business assets that are tangible?
Let me start off here. Last year, we hosted Africa's Travel Indaba, which was in May in Durban. We also hosted Meetings Africa, which takes place every year in February at the Sandton Convention Center. And the contribution of those business events, Meetings Africa, for instance, contributed 420 million to our economy. And Africa's Travel Indaba contributed over 500 million onto the city of Durban alone. I'm quoting these stats to you just to illustrate the direct economic impact of having these events on our country. And this is not even long term. So if I were to quote what the global business event sector is worth, for an example, it's 9.73 trillion. It is what it was estimated at 2023. And in just 9 years' time, it will be worth 25.2 trillion. And South Africa only gets 121 billion of that piece of pie in 2023. And in 9 years' time, it will be just under 500 billion of that piece of pie. So there's lots of economic gain that there is to be derived from hosting such events. And over and above that, you know, we actually create jobs for people who then offer services when these people come to our country. We create a knowledge sharing economy because knowledge is shared when people come to our country. And also it gives us another opportunity to position our country favorably. In a few months, next year, we are going to be hosting the G20 summit, where the world's leaders will descend upon South Africa. What better proof point is there to show that our country actually can host business events?
And not only that, I know a lot of overseas investors do talk about the superior quality of infrastructure that South Africa has in hosting for these events. And I love the fact that you led with what our springboard is showcasing South African culture. I'm just thinking in terms of investments here. We're going towards the December period. Stokvel Community Funds, it's such a uniquely South African venture. Something like that, when you speak to investors about it and the role that it plays in building communities, how would you then sell it to people who want to say, we know there's GoFundMe, but just to inculcate this culture even in their own countries?
I think what you touch on is the entrepreneurial spirit of the South African people, because with that, it actually shows that we've got sharp minds. And a lot of our meetings, events, a lot of our business events that we host actually lead with what I already touched on in terms of sharing of knowledge. And we also very much, as South Africa, we are leading with our people, because it is our people that actually people from other parts of the world come to experience in South Africa. So we always say that when you come to South Africa to host your event, whether that's a meeting, a conference, or an exhibition, it's going to be unique, because never in any other part of the world will you get to experience, you know, any meeting as you will in South Africa, because of our spirit. And the aspect that you've touched on is just one part of the uniqueness of the South African people.
In terms of skills development, the tourism related industries are something that we go to first when we speak about what South Africa has to offer and why people come here. But as you mentioned, we lead with people first. So let's just forget our culture. There are industries where South Africa leads, but because of the jaundiced nature of African narratives and African success, they never really come to the fore.
Right. Okay. So when we talk about then empowering our people and actually having a positive impact on our sector, let me touch on the role of the South African National Convention Bureau and how we achieve that. What we do is we invest funds in making sure that we support bids. And bids are those intentions for us to go for big events that we then want hosted in South Africa. And how we do that is we concentrate on certain industries, the medical sciences, the life sciences, the manufacturing, the arts and culture that you touch on, the creative industries and the commercial industries, and of course, tourism. And why we do that is because, you know, we know that when those events come to South Africa, we're then able to share ideas, we're able to clinch big business deals that can actually and that do actually benefit our country. And the bids that we've supported so far from the beginning of this year actually have an economic value of already 4.1 billion. So it is really an important aspect of what we do as South African tourism.
And the energy sector, that's something that's building momentum. We are, as we speak at the moment, hosting Africa Energy Week.
Correct. And you've cited a very good example of what it is that the business event sector contributes to our economy and our country at large, because it's not only the economy, right? Because we know the importance of the energy sector. It's also how it affects us from a societal granular perspective every day. You know, how it is that we get to interact with our energy or not in the case of load shedding when it was there.
What would you say is the most unique thing about the business events sector? Not only in, perhaps it's just start with South Africa, but globally. What sets it apart from other sectors?
What sets it apart from other sectors is that at a given time, at a given moment, you get to actually host or you get to host many people at once. And that's one of our biggest mandates as South African tourism, is that this is the part of the business that actually brings large groups of people. And of course, because it's the MICE sector, it speaks to meetings, incentives, conferences and exhibitions. Incentives being those experiences that companies will give to their employers, high achievers. So then what it then does is that we actually also get to bring people who are here for a business purpose, but they get to actually also experience the leisure part of our sector. And the uniqueness about it is that people come here being paid for by companies or organizations, and then they get to experience the beauty of our country. And then they voluntarily bring themselves as well as family and friends, which is really good, because that is really superb for our nation brand, where we get people voting back and using word of mouth to attract other people. So that is the unique aspect of it. But it is also a very big contributor to our economy.
And the collaboration between countries, are some partnerships more successful than others? Because there is also either trends I've seen. I mean, a lot of events do happen in Dubai because of people's perspective. So I'm just wondering, do some of those influence on the level of partnership based on people's exposure to the knowledge of a country and its capacity?
What we do as South African tourism, and that's where I'm going to start, what we do as South African tourism is that we want to grow the business event sector together as a continent. And that's why we host these two events as South African Tourism. They're owned by South African Tourism, but they're proudly Pan-African, which is Business Meetings Africa which is then focused on the business events industry, and then Africa's Travel Indaba, which is then focused on the leisure travel sector. And that's important because we want to make sure that more and more meetings come to the African continent. As per the stats that are quoted earlier, we are not necessarily tapping into the big pie of the global MICE industry. So that is what we are doing as a broader African sector. People will also go to different parts of the world because of the proximity. So you may find that Europe hosts more meetings because it is easier to move from one country in Europe to another country in Europe. Mm. And that also also influences that. But there are other aspects that, you know, obviously affect the business events industry. For instance, airlift, for instance, inflation, because then it means that hosting an event becomes that much more expensive. But generally speaking, what is important that we do as South African Tourism and together with our partners, especially the greater private sector, is that we want to make sure that we continue to position South Africa as an attractive, capable business events destination, and one that is actually got the infrastructure that you can find anywhere else in the world. But the unique part about it is that we've got the people that you can never find anywhere else in the world.
So we have been emphasizing how they fuel growth in local economies, but they also drive personal growth. So you, as Tandwe Matibela, who's Global Manager of SA Tourism, what personal growth have you experienced just through the global business events industry?
So South African Tourism also participates in other events because it's also good to know what the world is doing out there. And also that is how we can put our destination on par with other competitive destinations out there. So I, as Tandwe Matibela, have experienced and have actually grown in the area of networking, you know, where we actually get to see that our country fares quite well when we compare to other countries in the world, because sometimes, you know, there is this perception that as a country that is located on the African continent, and we really have to dispel that myth very quickly, we may think that we are far behind. But what has really been enriching for me is to see that South Africa fares very positively when we compare ourselves to other destinations around the world. And also, you know, the networking aspect of it is very important, where you get to tap into other people's networks and you get to tap into the knowledge economy, as I've already alluded to. But also just that whole interchange and cultural exchange is very important, because there's something to be said about interacting with people from other parts of the world. So if I were to drill it down to I as Tandwe Matibela, that is what I would put it down to.
There is nothing as beautiful as being exposed to different types of people, industries, and places. That's why I travel is one of my most... I actually find it as an essential need. I don't know about you, Tandwe.
It absolutely is. And you know, as you touch on that point, I think it's quite important to let South Africans know that you don't have to travel outside of the country to actually get this enrichment. There's so much more to explore in South Africa. And if we start here, we definitely will make very good hosts to welcome people that are coming from other parts of the world.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Do enjoy the rest of your evening and wishing you all the best for the future.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.